This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the wheat markets for Friday, July 12th. Well, believe it or not, wheat markets had a strong day yesterday. In fact, the leader of the grain complex, based on a bullish supply-demand report, which in itself is a little hard to believe. But USDA gave us some pretty positive numbers. They took feed usage up 41 million for old crop, up to 91 million. So that took ending stocks down a net 30 million bushels for old crop. And new crop, they decreased harvested acres 500,000. They did increase yield 1.3 bushels an acre, up to 50 bushels even, and that took production at 1.92 billion bushels. They also increased wheat exports for this year 50 million, up to 950 million. They increased feed usage again, another 10 million, up to 150 million bushels. So that took ending stocks down for new crop down 72 million bushels. We're sitting right at a billion bushels. So pretty impressive, numbers for U.S. crops and statistics. They also reduced world production numbers. They took Russia down 3.8 million tons to 74.2 million tons. Now, Sovcon was a little more aggressive than that. They took production down 5.6 million tons, but they're still sitting at 76.6. The USDA is still about 2.5 million tons lower than Sovcon. USDA lowered Russian exports by 2.5 million tons, took it to 34.5 million tons. Sovcon has them at 33. So most likely, USDA will be lowering their Russian production and exports yet again. In the Ukraine, they lowered production by 1 million tons, down to 29 million. The European Union, they lowered by 2.5 million tons to 151.3 million tons. Strategy Grains earlier this week took European production down about 5 million tons. And at 151.3 from USDA, they're still about 11 million tons higher than Strategy Grains. So there too, looks like USDA has some ratcheting down to go. World wheat ending stocks were lowered 8 million tons by USDA to 286 million tons. That's still up 10 from a year ago. So while world wheat production is declining and ending stocks are declining, we're still above a year ago, but not nearly to the degree, obviously. So it was starting out to be a monster crop. It's still a big crop. We're still going to have very large carryover stocks, and there's still going to be plenty of wheat around. A lot of that is feed wheat here in the United States, but Kansas City is emerging as a leader of the complex here. And I think that we have found our harvest lows. Harvest is pretty close to wrapping up in Kansas. And usually right around 50% done in Kansas is when you get the harvest lows come in. I think that that is the case this year. You still might see the market kind of flounder around here. You know, obviously you still have the rest of the Northern Hemisphere to harvest. That's going to keep some pressure on world prices. It's also worth noting that for 2 weeks in a row, Egypt bought wheat and none of it was from Russia. So Russia's getting outpriced. You know, there's no way that they're going to let that market go unchallenged. So their heat wave over the last month or so has ratcheted up their domestic prices and export prices. But as their harvest comes in, they're going to have plenty of wheat to export, and they're going to be competing into that Egyptian market. I'm surprised that they're not already, but they're definitely going to be there. And of course, the Russian government announced here a few weeks ago that they would not be imposing any export tariffs for at least 2 years. Now, obviously that can change, but it basically was a signal to the exporters, get after it. You know, don't feel worried about making commitments down the road, because we're not going to impose any export tariffs. So all those things coming into play here, but I think the bottom line is for wheat that we have found a trading range. We didn't get as deep into toward the low end of that range as I thought we would during the harvest season. Yields were great, production's high, but you know, a lot of this wheat is being diverted into the feed channel because of the problems in corn. If you hadn't had those problems in corn, I think wheat would have dug a little deeper because you wouldn't have had really a home for this feed wheat. But we do, and I think we have found our lows. Now the upside, and we got about halfway down in Chicago, maybe not quite, got a little more than halfway down in Kansas City, Minneapolis got pretty close to those May lows, but that's a market that still could see some pressure because we're looking at a pretty big spring wheat crop across the Northern Plains. But for winter wheat, I would think it's wheat and corn, I believe, are going to track very closely this year because so much of the wheat is being moved into the feed channel, not only with hard red, but a lot of soft red as well. And, you know, the corn crop is very short. According to USDA, maybe not so much, but when you talk to farmers, especially in the eastern Midwest, you know, the words that keep coming up are slow-moving train wreck. It's just a disaster in the making in the eastern Midwest. Far too much rain. Plantings, farmers were still planting in late June, believe it or not, in the eastern Midwest, and just hoping that it would pollinate. Now it's turned hot and dry for the last couple weeks and looks like another couple weeks on tap. So this is a pretty long stretch for a crop that's just emerging, shallow roots, and you're getting some intense heat and dryness on that. So, you know, I would imagine crop condition rain is going to start to pull back here, at least in the eastern Midwest. So that should support the corn market, and it is certainly finding some support from a stronger wheat market, and I think even on its own. So they will track together. There's a pretty good possibility that corn will take another leg up as we get into the pollination stage, especially in the eastern Midwest, which would be late July, early August. I would look for corn to continue to have some strength here, and that will pull wheat. I think there's a very good chance we'll test the top end of this trading range, which I believe were the highs established in late June in Chicago and in early June in Kansas City and Minneapolis. If the corn really takes off, obviously wheat will probably take those highs out. But I think the lows, significant lows, were established in mid-May, and that should be the bottom end of any trading range if the wheat market takes another leg down. But I think in the short term, we're headed upward, at least for a while. But we still have to keep in mind you've got a big world crop coming. You're going to have intense competition from Russia, and it's going to be difficult for the United States to compete. So I can't really explain why USDA increased export expectations given the outlook for, you know, the competition, other than they took Russian exports down a few million tons, so that would bump up the U.S. exports as well. Now, in any excuse me, export sales. So speaking of exports, last week we ex sales were 284,000 tons. That was at the low end of the range of estimates from 200,000 to 600,000. So it demonstrates once again our difficulty in the export market. So USDA is being pretty optimistic about this long-range export competition, but the reality on the ground is we've struggled. We've had a couple good weeks over the last, you know, couple months, but you know, last week is another example of kind of where we're at as far as being competitive. In corn export sales, 397,000 tons, that was in the middle of the range. Soybeans at 262,000, that was the low end of the range. So this morning we got wheat markets a bit higher, but you know, kind of stalling out after a big day yesterday. We'll see what kind of follow-through we get. I think we're going to be well supported here. The market could pull back maybe a dime or so, but I think the market's going to take a run for the top end of this range, and then that's going to run into, I think, some pretty serious headwinds because, again, that's the level that stopped this market, even when, you know, we were looking at crop conditions that were kind of suspect and heading into the harvest. So that's going to be our major resistance. And in Kansas City, September, that's at 510, which is another 50 cents above us. We got plenty of room to move in a market that I think will chop around over the next year. So that's kind of my outlook. I think firming as we get out of July and into September, and then we're going to be facing a lot more competition from the rest of the world. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.